USA Radio News.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
President Trump updating the status of a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Currently, the president is in New York City for a roundtable on immigration. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said enough is enough. It's time to truly understand what was going on inside the FBI under President Obama.
Congress is the representative of the American people, and the public has a right to know exactly what was happening in the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama, and we simply don't. So what a number of us committee chairmen and committee members are trying to do is just get the basic information, primarily to restore the credibility of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which need to be beyond reproach for in the eyes of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and must qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is getting more and more involved in Syria. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they have moved into Syria have become more capable. That is, their capacity to threaten the region, including Israel, has increased over those same 24, even 36 months now.
And Pompeo again defended in front of lawmakers the president's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, arguing the Obama-era accord actually made it easier for Iran to secure a nuclear weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's estimated that 20 service members commit suicide every day when they return home from the battlefield. But what is being done to help those members cope with some of the things they may have saw? Well, Adam LeGrand is with a group called caninesforwarriors.org. And what they do is they pair dogs with service members when they get back home. Adam talks about his experiences with his dog, Molly.
There are many veterans just like me, close to 500 now, that are graduating, and they give us our life back. There's a good motto that K-9s has called New Leash on Life, and that's exactly what Molly and all the other service animals that have graduated through the program do.
Adam also shares his very personal story about how close he was to committing suicide.
My best friend in the world caught the signs and symptoms because he's a fellow veteran, and he put a stop to it, helped me get the help I needed. Started looking online about a year and a half later. I was on the cannonball headed up to the Bronx about a year and a half later, and my other best friend caught me in the middle of a panic attack and got me off the train where I started throwing up. Next thing you know, meds and therapy just aren't enough, and she was responsible for helping me find K-9.
Airline experts believe over 230 million people will fly between June 1st and August 31st. The economy is the main reason. As the economy turns around, more and more people have money to fly, and the average price of an airline ticket is right around $330. And finally, it was back on this date in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde are shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.